Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
So, welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are short in-between episodes of Coffee and Cauldrons where we read or user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, you can email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can use your name or if you'd prefer to be anonymous. Your social media can be a great way to receive credit. So this week we have one blunder story, which I'm excited to read. And then we have a couple of ghost stories. But in the meantime, Maria, do you have any hilarious little situations or stories you want to share?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. Like, something did happen that was like very creepy.
Yeah, you had mentioned it before, and then you were like, oh, this happened, and then you were gonna talk about it.
Okay. Okay, I was sitting, my wife and I were sitting and watching, the Great British Baking Show. I don't remember. It was something like cooking. But anyway, I digress. But in the middle of the episode, I heard a voice, and I can speak like basic bare minimal Spanish. So I heard this.
Oh yeah, I remember this
Spanish
now.
Phrase. Yeah, I heard the Spanish phrase clear as day. And I was like, okay. And I kept repeating it to myself, trying to like, what does this mean? At first I was like, it's just gibberish, because you know your mind hears something, you don't really equate it to anything, because you're not talking to anyone, you just hear something. But I kept saying it out loud, and I was like, this means something. My wife is sitting there like, what in the world are you doing? Like, what are you saying? And I'm trying to remember. I put it in Google Translate. Just, I don't know why I did. I think I just typed it out actually in the search bar, and Google Translate just like happened to pop up and translate for me. Yeah. And oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember what it said. It was like, what are you doing, basically? But it was like in a mean tone. Do you remember? Because I wrote you about it.
I don't remember exactly what was said, but I remember the gist was like, what are you doing, or something like that, or like it was either like, what are you doing, or like, why are you doing this? Something like that.
Well, yeah, it was like, why are you the way you are? Or something like that.
Yeah.
It was very like aggressive and mean, and it hurt.
I'm pretty sure it's my grandma. I'm like 90% sure it's my grandma. I'm pulling up the exact text exchange we had about this, because you had said to me, "Oh, it was, what is wrong with you?" is what it was in Spanish. That's what you said that it giggled to. And I wondered if it was my grandma, my great-grandma, because that sounds like some shit she'd say. And so I told her, if that happens again, to like say her name and see if like there's a response.
Mm-hmm.
And to back to Texas.
Nope, nothing happened again. So like, I was waiting for it to happen again, because usually sometimes with spirits, like they'll just pop up once and then just leave. This was definitely a just pop up and then leave, because I haven't heard from them again, or haven't had like anything really. But yeah, it was just really strange, because Like, yeah. I have been spoken into different language before, like when I, especially when I was in Germany with spirits, but like it just is sitting in my house, not out in public or anything. And then like another, you know, like a spirit comes up to me and says something in a different language. I'm like, excuse me? Like, what? What is happening here?
Hello? But,
and, it, you know, it's just like one of those moments where, you know, you see spirits and you hear spirits and it's just that confirmation. Because as I said, right. I would have known this phrase in Spanish. Like,
right.
It was not like in my limited knowledge of it. Yeah. So it just popping up was like, haha, like it is proof. You know, my wife is like she believes in spirits, but she's very skeptical of things. And she'll be like, yeah, yeah, whatever. But I'm like, prove, like, how did this happen? Like, there's, there's no way that I could make this up. I was literally sitting right next to you.
Yeah. Freaky.
How about you?
I really haven't, you know, we just recently had like Day of the Dead and All Hallows Eve, and so activity here was a little bit more noisy than usual. I'm pretty sure my cat came and cuddled with me on the first. I could feel her there on the bed.
No.
But other than that, things have been pretty quiet. Either they've been really quiet or I've had so much shit going on that I've just not registered it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been really, and I've been staying on top of my cleansing and stuff like that too. So it's like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm also on top of
boundaries.
That, you and I both have been back to back to back to back to back to back sick.
Yeah.
And
low energy.
I've been sleeping way more than usual, which probably is also helping it, because I had the stomach flu. This is why I wasn't there for the episode with Jenny. I had the stomach flu and I just was throwing up. And then my dad gaslit me into thinking I was pregnant as a joke. He wasn't like actually trying to be manipulative, but he like got it in my brain that maybe I was pregnant. I'm not. yeah. So I've just been surviving.
Valid. I mean,
yeah.
I feel you bad, know they say, like,
I've just been so tapped out, but I've been so sick.
Yeah, and spirit, like, you know, they feed off of our energy and stuff like that. So when we're low energy, like, they're not really, they don't have, like, you know, their electricity. They don't have, like, a plug to get energy off of. So it all makes sense.
Well, in terms of reading stories this week, we got one blunder story, which I'm pretty excited to read. So I'll read that one.
Okay.
And then we have a couple ghost stories that we'll get through.
Yeah, we do want to say, I don't want to save it for the end, but if you guys have any like Christmas, holiday, winter solstice,
solstice stories.
Yeah, ghost stories or any type of story, really, about that time of year.
We would love to hear them. We did Yule stories a couple years ago where you guys sent us your Yule traditions, and I loved that. I loved that so much. They were so fun. And so if you want to contribute, but you're like, I don't have a Yule solstice ghost story, then send us your traditions, because I would love to read them.
Yeah, we could read out the traditions, like different
that's
people's traditions.
What I want, so
I think it would also be helpful, because a lot of people like struggle this time of year with, like, you know, especially if they're pagan and not, you know, in the Christian spectrum. So they're like, oh, I have a hard time connecting this time of year and feeling festive and stuff like that. So maybe hearing how other witches celebrate will help you connect to this time of year a little bit better. Yeah. Oh, in our book club, we're also reading Old Magic of Christmas, which is in relation to that. So if you're wanting to get on Discord, that's what we're reading. Oh,
yeah. I was going to say for next month, but by the time that this episode comes out, it will have already started. So, Maria's right.
First time for everything. Yeah.
Girl, shut the fuck up. You must be nice for me to have one crumb of being correct.
I'm just kidding. I'm correct all the
She's
time.
She's not kidding.
I am.
She's
I'm not correct kidding. All
She's
time.
Literally never been correct in her life. It's crazy.
I am too. I'm always correct.
I hate to see it. You know, it's really hard for me to be the brains of this podcast and the beauty, but someone's gotta do it. Hey. Oh, my back hurts from all the weight I'm carrying. I'm only teasing. I'm just kidding. Are. Everybody knows that you're the pretty one and the smart one, and I'm also here.
No. Robin's got the big brains.
It's true. I bring a massive fucking brain. There's nothing in my brain, but it is huge. So, no thoughts. All right. I want to read this blunder because it's the headline of it.
It looks so funny. I'm so ready.
I was immediately pulled in. First of all, this was sent in by Melissa. Shout out, Melissa. The subject line for this says, "When sex magic gets a little too spicy." So it says, "Hi, Robin and Maria. Love the pod. Longtime listener here. You wanted stories on witchcraft blenders, so here's mine. I went to a pride festival with my oldest child, and there was this booth that had skull candles, crystals, pillar candles, spell candles, etc. And I purchased a few things, but was most excited about the one red candle I'd purchased that I planned to use for sex magic. My husband was out of town, and I had the room to myself, so I got the kids to bed and started setting the mood. I got some candles for ambiance. I took my clothes off because it felt right to do this ritual skyclad. The red candle I had purchased came with a little pouch of what I thought was loose incense. So I got a charcoal disc going to my cauldron and was sprinkling the loose incense on the disc. There was this longer red piece in there, and I felt it with my fingers and concluded that it must be dried apple peel and tossed it on the charcoal disc. I moved in front of my mirror and was starting the next part of my ritual, but it was just a few moments. The room started to fill with the most choking, burning, nose hair, throat wanting to close smoke. It was awful. I was coughing and gasping. Snot was pouring out of my nose, and my eyes were tearing up so bad there was tears running down my face. I wiped my eyes with my hands, and instantly my eyes started burning. I stupidly touched my nose next and went numb. This is when I realized that the mysterious red thing was not an apple peel, but it had been a pepper of some type. I'm dead. I've done this. Now I'm trying to find the lid to my cauldron so I can make the smoke stop, which proved difficult because I couldn't see through the tears. The lid didn't help, but the smoke was still making me choke. So now I'm scrambling for a robe, tears and snot free falling, causing because I couldn't touch my face. And I don't have time to find some tissue. I find a robe, grab the cauldron by its handle, and quickly take the downstairs outside. Oh my gosh, I just sneezed.
Bless
I'm
you.
Coughing and choking the whole time. I set the cauldron down on the ground, took off the lid, grabbed the garden hose, and drowned that bitch. Needless to say, the mood was ruined, and I did not finish the ritual. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the laugh.
I think this goes back to our business episode where things need to be clearly labeled, guys, so people aren't experiencing this.
So funny. I love that the thought was just like, well, it's probably an apple peel. What?
No, that's horrible.
That's literally it. I mean, that's awful, but I've been there. I've done that. I did a little hexy hex a year or so ago, and I'd use chili flakes, like pepper flakes. And so the particular spell in question has got basically you take a board and you write moving outwards, right? Inwards. So you start from the outside and you work your way in, and you write basically this spell, pulling it towards the candle, which represents a person, and then it's dressed in chili pepper flakes. But I use my brain, and going back to the main episode, so last week's episode, when I talked about dressing the candle appropriately for the type of wax that it is, right? I had not put peppers on the candle itself because I knew how it was going to burn. And I was like, that will be bad. What ended up happening is this candle flooded out into the chili peppers, burned up all the chili peppers, the whole house flooded with red pepper smoke. I was dying. I was like, it was super sexy and hot and cool. And I think that makes me a babe.
Yeah, if you're going to put anything spice, because I use cayenne on my peppers, cayenne on my candles all the time. Make sure those are the type of candles that you need to snuff, like, before they get low. And like, I have never had any problems like with them while they're burning, but definitely snuff them so you're not.
Yeah, mistakes can be made. I've been susceptible of mistakes. Not all the time, because I am the supreme. yeah, as soon as she said that there was, like, a long red thing, I was like, I know where this is going.
I was scared it was the charcoal disc, because if you do charcoal, like, inside the house and not have the windows open, you can die. You can die.
You can literally give yourself carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Have windows up, fans going.
Literally.
That's all
right,
horrible.
Well,
though.
We've got two ghost stories, right? Do you want to read the first one?
Sure. This one is from Ellie, and they say, just want to say that I love the show and all the fun packed in every episode. I've already submitted one, but it was trash and didn't explain it very well. Don't say that. We liked that one. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Come on now.
Be nice to yourself.
Truly.
Anyways. Okay. So currently, I work as an actor at a local haunted house. How fun is that?
But that is anyways, really fun.
Scaring children to tears is probably now my favorite hobby. A lot of fun. So I consider myself a halfway skeptic and don't immediately think of anything paranormal when it happens. However, I am open to the idea if all logical explanations don't suffice. One night, it was raining really hard and the basement started flooding. In a hurry, we cut the power and started ripping up cords taped to the ground in order to move the electronics to higher ground. I was the only one small enough to get through the gap in the set to access the main outlet. Now, I was alone in what was essentially the deepest, darkest part of the basement. The water wasn't deep, but it definitely was creeping towards me and my area. I was unplugging when I heard a distinct splash and a footstep behind me. I looked up and nobody was there. I was a little creeped out, but kept going. Then it happened again. Very distinct step and splash. I hurried up, got out, and I could have sworn I saw a figure out of the corner of my eye as I went up the stairs, but chalked it up to my eyes playing tricks in the dark. I got upstairs and into my haunt and went to work. When there were no people, me and the girl in the room next to my cell sat in the hall. Oh, they sat in the hall between our rooms to talk and to take a break. Her room was in the jungle room, which has boards that amplify steps, so it feels like you are walking on rickety and uneven ground. There is also a giant motion activated spider that jumps at you when you walk by it. I sat in the hall with my back to the room. Her and I hear two distinct footsteps and the spider go off. We get up
out of our places, but no customers or manager walks by. She turns on the light and nobody is there. We brush off the spider as a malfunction and go back to chatting. We then hear even more footsteps and a knocking that vibrates the wall I'm leaning against. I don't know why, but we did the whole white people thing and went to investigate. I leaned over the rail, checking the spider, and my friend was on the other side of the room looking around in the fake plants. I heard the clearest steps run up behind me, feel hot air on my neck, and I jumped 10 feet and ran out like a cartoon character. When the night was over, we jokingly told one of the managers that there was a ghost that followed me. She got extremely serious and told us about a girl that used to work there who drew odd symbols and sigils and pentagrams, a star without circle all over the place. Over time, a lot of those got painted over. So there was probably a bunch of open portals all over, coupled with previous events. I freaked out a little. Luckily, I am an intermediate witch and now wear a bracelet imbued with protection symbols, plus carrying a few crystals and trinkets. Plus, I cleanse the moment that I get home. Thanks for all that you do, Ellie from Texas.
I think that the part where they were like, you know, I did the white people thing and examined, that's hilarious. Also, what are you doing?
I want to know the history behind the place. Like, I know the manager was freaking out, but I think a lot of people like freak out about witchcraft related, you know, symbols when they don't actually mean what they, you know,
they think they mean. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, it's a pentagram upside down. This is going. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, exactly. So I wonder what the history is of the places. Like, is it a new build that they put a haunted attraction in? Because I don't know. And then I also think that a lot of energy gets trapped into those places because it's so much energy, like people being scared all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we talked about it a little bit when Amanda was on here. Amanda, a pretty effing spooky.
Palmer.
Is it Palmer Paulson? Or is it Paulson?
Paulson. Yeah, there we go.
I got sidetracked. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we talked about it with her when she was on here, but maybe she just talked about it with us in between where we talked about energies creating kind of like an egregore and then people talking about it and then that feeds the egregore, etc. Mm-hmm. Where I think that places like that have a lot of like fear, even if that fear is like something that you have signed up for, can help kind of feed that energy, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And yeah, like definitely, you know, so many people have stepped foot in there and like created all this energy. Like, you know, fear is very strong and excitement that people feel. I mean, there's probably a wide range of emotions going into that place, like feeding it. So, yeah, I completely agree. But oh my gosh, the hot breath on the neck though, I would have ran out too. Like,
yeah, hell,
that's a little, that's too far.
That's too much.
Too far.
I have a bubble. Get out of it.
Yell at me in Spanish, fine, but breathe on my neck, we have a problem.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got one more ghost story. Okay. This is from Anna. Sorry, I was just making... I know I just went, I was making sure we could say their name. So it says, hello, I love your podcast and heard you wanted a cozy ghost story.
I got a message and I was looking at it and the first thing on my screen popped up and it was a sound.
Oh my god, I'm gonna tell our lovely editor to leave that in. That's so funny. Okay, anyway, let's start over. This one comes from Anna. So fucking funny, dude.
It's not all the witchling is supposed to be coming home from school, so I was checking my messages.
Oh my god. And was that a turkey related rap?
I don't know. Like, as soon as it popped up, I was like, no!
Fuck, that's so funny. Okay, anyway, so this is from Anna. It says, I love your podcast, and I heard you wanted a cozy ghost story. I'm pretty sure Maria asked for this. The cozy ones.
I like cozy ones.
I was about 12 years old when our family cat passed away. I had grown up with this kitty. Her name was Magic, and she was a beautiful gray and ginger calico moggy. I don't know what that means. I was so heartbroken that we had a full-on funeral with sad music, and we buried her in our garden. It must have been a week or so after she died that things started to happen in my mom's house. Our front door would swing open and we would hear small footsteps running down the room like Magic did when my dad was out. When she was alive, she wasn't allowed in the front room when he was home. But when he was out, she would push the door open, peek to see if he was in, and then run down the room to be with us. That's really cute. This happened quite often, and my mom and I would see the odd blur of calico cat around the house. Then one night, I was in bed, and something hopped onto my bed. It wasn't a heavy landing, quite delicate, in fact, and then it felt like walking in a small circle and finally settled just by my feet, just like a cat does. I poked my feet down slowly, and I felt the weight. It was exactly like Magic did at night when she was still alive. It made me feel so happy that she was still visiting me. I fell asleep with my toes tucked under the ghost cat that night. I'm 34 now, and my mom and I still see Magic in the house, although not as often. We always smile and say hello. I love that. That is so such cute. The sweetest story.
I like that.
I love that. That's a nice one to end on, too.
I know. That was so really sweet. Cute. Especially the, you know, there's such a distinct, like, animal coming up on the bed, especially a cat.
Mm-hmm. And they have such a pattern.
Curling. Yeah, so there's, like, no mistaking it when it happens. Yeah.
Literally not at all.
That's really cute, though.
On that note, that's all of our stories. So thank you guys so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope that we will see you in a week for our regular episodes. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcultures.com to tell us any of your ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear. As a reminder, we are specifically looking for Christmas ghost stories, Yule time traditions, etc. Mm-hmm. Just things that are winter solstice themed.
Yes, help get us in the mood and other witches in the mood. And plus, like, ghost stories don't just stop around, you know, the like Samhain and stuff. They continue winter. Like, Victorian ghost stories are amazing, and they're usually set in winter. But anyway,
we should find some Victorian ghost stories to share.
Yeah, along with the listeners, like, we'll read.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. We should do that.
Okay.
What a great idea we had just now on this spot.
So, as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. If you would like to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part 2 exclusive episode, and have a spell of the month box and a Discord.
Yeah, lots of fun things.
A lot of fun things.
Well, on that note, bye, guys.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.